Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon. Our next Premier is being urged to address the big issues facing WA, including the housing crisis. Roger Cook will be sworn in by the Governor next week after receiving the backing of Labor's right faction yesterday. State Opposition Leader Shane Love says Mr Cook will need to hit the ground running.
There's a crisis in the health system. There's a shortage of housing. There's a shortage of labour. And we know that the crime situation across the state is getting out of control.
A heads up to those paying off their uni fees. HECS indexation comes into effect today. It'll impact around 3 million Australians. Student loans have been indexed by 7.1%. The defamation trial launched by Ben Robert Smith will end later today with a long-awaited verdict. It'll be handed down this afternoon in a Sydney court after a trial lasting 110 days and costing millions in legal fees. The war veteran has sued The Age, Sydney Morning Herald and Canberra Times over a series of articles about his time in Afghanistan, which were published back in 2018. Over to the US, and Donald Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence will reportedly go up against him for next year's presidential race. And back home, the annual winter sprinkler switch-off kicks off today. Households and businesses across Perth and parts of the southwest and Great Southern required to turn off their garden reticulation until the end of August. Dean Stacey from the Water Corp says the initiative helps to save 5 billion litres.
Put it in context, that's about 5 of the stadium's worth of water that we're able to save for the warmer months when we really need it the most.
Concerns this morning that Nick Natanui may struggle to play again this season at West Coast, with his Achilles not improving as fast as hoped, the big man unable to train this week due to illness. Meanwhile, the Eagles have swooped on a Victorian young gun, Ryan Marrick, using its number one pick in the AFL's mid-season rookie draft. He's already spoken with coach Adam Simpson.
Sort of crying to the head coach, so that's a bit, it's a bit awkward, but just congratulating me, just saying he can't wait to meet me, so yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And Queensland have beaten New South Wales in game one of State of Origin.